The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Hello everybody, hello aumau, mōweni nonke. Welcome to Kiwi Knickknacks with Lindsay Newman on Fresh FM, your community access radio station in the top of the South Island, Aotearoa, New Zealand. Kiwi Knickknacks celebrates and shares our multitude of different cultures here in Nelson, Tasman, and one in five of us were born overseas, weaving a rich tapestry of cultures and traditions along with locals in our region. Kiwi Knickknacks includes topics of cultural interest, conversations with people who have settled in our region, and organisations who serve our multicultural communities, and also meaningful cross-cultural music. Today I have the lovely Pania Walton with me in the studio. Pania is the new Content and Engagement Director here at Fresh FM, and is the second New Zealand-born Kiwi I've interviewed here on the show. May is New Zealand Music Month, and so today the show celebrates Kiwi culture. Hi, hello Pania, welcome to Kiwi Knickknacks on Fresh FM.
Kia ora, thank you for having me.
Pania, tell us what you do here at Fresh FM.
I am the Content and Engagement Director. I've been here for 5 months, and with Matt Budd, we run Fresh FM on over our four studios across the top of the South. And my job is about ensuring that everybody in our community has a voice if they would like to have it on air. And it's really exciting. It's a really, really fun job. I love it.
From time to time, you interview people here in the studio. Have you ever done this kind of thing before?
Yes, I have. Before working here, I worked for Tasman District Libraries, and one of my jobs was setting up an oral history collection for the libraries. And before that, years before, I interviewed refugees in Wellington for a resource for schools that was used in geography and social studies. So I really love interviewing people and giving them a platform to share their stories, just sort of create that space where a person feels free to speak openly, I guess.
Yes. Oh, it sounds like you've had a really interesting past.
Well, yeah, I think so.
What topics do you usually cover in your interviews on air here at the studio?
At the studio, I speak to so many different people that I couldn't say, in the past few weeks I've been speaking to a lot of bands because it's been New Zealand Music Month. But I also talk to community groups about the work that they do, and anybody else really who wants to come in the studio to talk about their music, their passion, festivals, anything that's happening in the community that people want to share.
Yes. So Pania, like Rene Kokiri, we interviewed on the show last year, you too are a Kiwi born right here on New Zealand soil. Where were you born and where did you spend your school years?
I was born in Carterton in the Wairarapa, which is just north of Wellington. It's probably about 1.5-2 hours drive over the Rumataka Hill. Now, these days, it's something of a people commute from the Wairarapa to Wellington, but when I was living there, people didn't, you know, you kind of just stayed in the Wairarapa.
Yes.
That's where I'm from. That's where I went to school.
What do you love about living in Nelson?
Oh, I love it so much. Where do I start? I love the weather. Everybody says that, though, don't they? I love the people. I've got a really wonderful community of friends here. I actually lived in Rewaka for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
And it's a small, close community full of wonderful people.
Yes.
And I'm also lucky to have good friends here in Nelson, which feels like a universe away from Rewaka, even though it's only 3/4 of an hour drive. And so I love the climate, the people, the sea. I love the access to the national parks. I love that I have connected with Waka Ama here in the top of the South.
Yes.
It's not something I've done in the past couple of years, but it was a really important part of living down here and something I've really valued.
Yes, they really sort of welcome you into their whānau, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's great. So today we're going to be asking you all sorts of personal questions about life as a New Zealander, but before we delve deeper, and with it being New Zealand Music Month, let's listen to one of your favourite New Zealand music artists, T. Teeks with his song Wash Over Me.
I'm ready now, would you please take me down to the river? To the river. Wash my body, cleanse my soul down in the river. In the river. Wash away my sins, let them flow away. Till I'm purer than I was before I came. Smooth waters, can you carry me to my redemption? My redemption. Deliver me from the dark. Oh, I. Pour my thoughts into it, let them soak in the river. In the river. Till they're pure just like the waters on my skin. Wash over me. Wash over me, wash over me. Wash over me. Oh, wash over me, wash over me. Dip me in, dip me down, dip me deep in the river. Fill my cup, fill my glass, fill my soul. Take me back, take me home to when I was a child. I was a child. Where my mother was the only world I wash over me. Oh, wash over me. Wash over me. Wash over me. Oh, wash over me. Wash over me.
Welcome to Kiwi Knickknacks. If you've just joined us, you're on Fresh FM with Lindsay Newman in the top of the South Island. Fresh FM is a not-for-profit community access radio station for the people, by the people, and Kiwi Knickknacks celebrates and shares our hugely diverse cultural heritage here in the Nelson-Tasman region. Today I'm chatting with Pania Walton, a born and bred New Zealander. Pania, you've told us you were born in Carterton in the Wairarapa, north of Wellington, and spent your school years mainly in the North Island. I'd like to know more about your youth. What was your childhood routine like?
This is such a good question, and I actually find it kind of difficult to answer because I come from quite a big family, and there are lots of children. So I have one biological sister, an adopted brother, and a foster sister. And my foster sister, when she first came to live with us when I was small, she came with all her siblings and until they found new homes. So I have a feeling that our daily routine when I was a little kid was sort of chaotic. Yes. And loud. I remember Dad making huge pots of porridge for us to eat. Yeah. All together around the table. I didn't have a very formal upbringing. We lived on a farm. There were lots of books, not much TV, animals, and lots of fun. I think my dad is a bit of a joker, and I have memories of him wandering around the house after a shower with his glasses on his head, you know, naked, saying, has anyone seen my glasses? And, you know, eventually somebody would say, Dad, they're on your head. So, yeah, I think it was It was a good upbringing. Yes. And we lived in the countryside, so we caught the bus to school. After school, we would play bull rush on the field while we waited for the bus.
What is bull rush?
I think this is probably a Kiwi game. I'm not really sure. Basically, you have everybody lined up on one side of the field and one person is in, and they stand in the middle of the field and they call someone's name out. So I could be standing there, I could be in. There might be 20 kids lined up, and I could say, Lindsay, and then you would have to try and run past me without me tagging you and get to the other side. But at any point, you could shout, bull rush, and then everybody would run, and I would try to tag as many people as possible. Yeah, so that's a game that we played often as kids.
Oh, that sounds like great fun. So what kind of activities did you enjoy on weekends or in school holidays?
We were a really outdoors family, so there was lots of tramping, fishing, swimming in rivers. We used to like to make prank calls, us kids, on the weekends. We used to pick up the phone and dial random numbers and that sort of thing. Yes. I think there were enough of us kids in the house, it was big enough that our parents couldn't really keep too much of an eye on what we were up to. But yeah, we had a lot of outdoors time. During the school holidays, we had a batch at Hartepi on Lake Taupō. We used to go up there and there'd be lots of fishing and water skiing and tramping and wandering about with the other kids in the community and just causing havoc, really.
Yes.
It was good.
So you've mentioned tramping and the stuff that you do on the water. So there's something that's caught my attention here in New Zealand is, you know, so many people have boats, and it's in this whole thing of being out on the water and tramping are big parts of your culture and your lifestyle. So I want to know, what do you actually do out on the water? You've mentioned some of it, but what do you actually do out there?
Well, I mean, you would think that when you go out on a boat that you'd, you know, have a singular purpose, you know, that you would be fishing. But I think when people talk about fishing, they actually mean telling each other long stories and discussing stuff and noticing the weather and talking about the sea or the lake or wherever you are. So we could go out for hours on the lake when I was a kid, and you might come home with no fish, but you would feel like you had had a really good day.
Yeah.
And normally it's just a really lovely way of connecting with whoever you've gone fishing with.
Yes.
And we'd often leave at dawn as well. So it's that excitement of your dad coming and waking you up and saying, come on, let's get, you know, rug up, we're going fishing. And then you would have to walk down to the river, as we would, and go to your boat, which is in its posse, as we would call it. And then, which is, you know, your own special place for your boat to be.
Yes.
It might just be a little gap in the bank, like not actually a jetty or anything like that. And then you'd putter out the river mouth and go out to sea as the sun came up and sit there for hours, and your dad might have brought some chocolate along or something like that, and you'd tell stories about taniwha or other things.
Yes.
And yeah, it was really nice. It's, I guess it's essentially it's a way of connecting with each other and the environment, as well as, if you're lucky, catching a fish.
Yes, it sounds like you've had absolutely amazing childhood. It sounds wonderful. Kiwi family traditions, which ones are your favourite?
Well, I think the way in which families often holiday together, as in groups of families,
right,
going places together. So in my own family, I grew these wonderful friendships in Rewaka with several families, and we all go on holiday together.
Yes.
So just recently, we all went to Gentilani on the west coast, and there were 30 of us, 18 of them were teenagers, the rest were adults.
Yes.
But we've been going on holiday with each other since our children were babies. And I love that continuity. I love, it is, you know, as much as I love to travel, I really love that staying in one place has enabled those relationships to grow.
Yes.
And this idea of going away together, I think, is a real tradition in some New Zealand families, at least it is in mine. The idea that you go somewhere during the holidays.
It sounds like a really special tradition. I love that.
Mm.
Another thing I've noticed about Kiwis is that many of you are keen travellers. Have you been overseas, and what was the experience like for you?
Oh, I love travelling. So I lived for a year in China. I've probably been to China about 5 times. And I lived in South Korea for a year. travelled a lot around the United States and Southeast Asia and lived in Edinburgh for a while. I really love travelling. I think you learn just as much about yourself and your own culture as you do about the cultures that you visit.
Yes.
And that, you know, that's been one of the most important unintended consequences for me. I guess, you know, you go travelling because you want to learn about the world and you're curious. Mm. But what you don't expect is how much you learn about yourself.
Absolutely.
And then, when you return home, you see your home country with new eyes.
Mm.
And I think I really appreciate living in New Zealand because of my experiences overseas.
Yes.
I would just keep on travelling if I could.
A traveller by heart.
Yeah.
Did anything shock or surprise you while you were abroad?
There was lots that impressed me. In South Korea, I studied Taekwondo. I got my black belt while I was over there. And I really loved the warmth and the warmth and the kindness of the Korean people, as well as, you know, so they have quite a hierarchical structure to their society,
right,
which is not present here in New Zealand so much. And that hierarchical structure was evident in the way Taekwondo was taught and the way you are in a Taekwondo class.
Yes.
And when I came back to New Zealand and studied Taekwondo here, I saw that because it wasn't run by Koreans, not at the class I went to, it wasn't the same as it was in Korea. So, yeah, I think that the way a culture expresses itself through its own tradition, so Taekwondo is a Korean martial art, you just learn so much about them through the way they do things. And I really loved that kind of insight.
Yeah.
And, of course, then there's things like food. Like the food culture of China and of South Korea is really wonderful.
Yes.
And introduce elements of their cooking to my own cooking here in New Zealand since returning.
I'm also aware that volunteering is a big part of Kiwi culture. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. And actually, that question I find really interesting because your question makes me realize that I just assume that people volunteer. Mm. Of course, here at Fresh FM, you know, we have more than 80 volunteer program makers.
Yes.
And I've done, I guess I've done quite a bit of volunteer work myself. I used to volunteer for the ESOL Home Tutor Service in Wellington. So I taught English to a Somali woman for 3 years on a voluntary basis. And I also used to volunteer for Age Concern, volunteer visiting an elderly man in his home.
Yes.
And my involvement in the Motueka Waka Ama Club, I was secretary on their committee for 3 years.
Yes.
But I just sort of take it for granted that we will invest time in the things that we love. And maybe that's possible in New Zealand because of our lifestyle. Maybe in comparison to other places, we might have slightly more time on our hands. I don't know. But to me, it just seems like an obvious thing to do, to contribute to your community and be part of it in that way that doesn't require financial compensation.
Yes. I've got a sense of that from Kiwis across the board, so from Maori as well. It's like this wanting to be part of the family of the community. I think they call it whakawhanaungatanga.
Whanaungatanga, yeah.
Yes, I might have said it wrong.
No. And I was thinking of that term while you were speaking just then, that, I think that maybe it's an element of Maori culture that is imbued across New Zealand culture, that idea of whakawhanaungatanga. It hadn't occurred to me until you asked that question that maybe it's not like this everywhere.
No, it isn't. No. I mean, in my country, there's a lot of volunteering, but it's a big focus here in New Zealand. I've really noticed that. When you're not at work, what do you do in your leisure time?
I spend a lot of time with my children. I have two teenagers. I like to take them tramping, of course. It's a bit of a theme in my family. And just to be outside as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I like spending time with my friends in a way are my family as well.
Yes.
So I like to spend time with my parents who also live here in Nelson, and my friends and my children, and just get outside and enjoy this beautiful place that we live.
Yeah, that's lovely. If you were to recommend a book, film or documentary to introduce non-Kiwis to Aotearoa New Zealand culture, what would it be?
I would recommend natural history books such as After Dark, Walking into the Nights of Aotearoa by Annette Lees.
Yes.
I would also recommend Fungi of Aotearoa by Liv Sisson. So the benefit of these books is that they get you outside and thinking about your environment.
Yes.
And I think that's a really important part of being a New Zealander, is that connection to land. I would also recommend reading Imagining Decolonization, which is published by Bridget Williams Books.
Okay.
It's a really interesting discussion about what colonization is, what it looks like, what decolonization might look like. I think it's an important discussion to be part of in this country. I also think that novels have a lot to tell us about life in New Zealand. Oware by Becky Manawatu is a really good one, as is To the Island by Janet Frame. And I would read poetry. I would say read Hone Tufari, read Selena Tusitala Marsh, read Hera Lindsay Bird. Yeah, just I would absorb as much as you can.
Yes.
And build a picture of the diversity and history of this wonderful place.
That's really helpful to me as a newcomer, and I'm going to definitely go and look for those books. What gets you through difficult days and uplifts you?
My children, my friends, my family, the outdoors. Yeah, I keep on coming back to these themes. For me, if I'm having a hard day, the best thing is to go for a walk in the bush. It's a really wonderful thing working here at Founders Park, that I can just cross the road and walk up amongst the trees into the bush. Yeah. It's such a gift. My dad always refers to the bush as the cathedral of the soul.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
Yeah, we're not a religious family, except for when it comes to nature. And then, I think that's probably what nurtures me the most, is either swimming in the sea or walking in the bush.
It lifts your spirit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And because it is New Zealand Music Month, we're going to take a music break and play another of Pioneer's recommended New Zealand musicians, Aldis Harding. Have I said that correctly?
Yeah.
Aldis Harding with her song, The Barrel.
I feel your love. I feel time is up. When I was a child, I never knew. A transient hut. The water's the shell and we are the nut. But I saw a hand arch out of the barrel. Look at all the peaches. How do you celebrate? Appearance out of nowhere. It's already day. I know you have the dove. I'm not getting wet. Looks like a date is set. Show the ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone. With me, I hear a song from inside the maze, the very one you made. You shook at the ivory mantle. As a poet, I knew to be gentle. When you have a child, so begins the braiding. Stay. Look at all the peaches. I want to celebrate.
already dead. I know you have the dove, I'm not getting wet. Looks like a date is set. Show the ferret to the egg, I'm not getting let alone.
You from Kiwi Knickknacks on FreshFM.net. Today we've been chatting to Pania Walton, FreshFM's content and engagement director, who was born here in New Zealand and has been sharing with us all things Kiwi. Thank you, Pania, for joining me on Kiwi Knickknacks today and for sharing a snapshot of your life and Kiwi culture.
You're very welcome. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you, Lindsay, for having me.
It's a pleasure. So you've been listening to Kiwi Knickknacks on Fresh FM with Lindsay Newman. Kiwi Knickknacks is on every Sunday at 8 p.m. New Zealand time, with new content added every 2 weeks. Fresh FM Community Access Radio broadcasts across the top of the South on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay, and streams to the planet on freshfm.net and on the accessmedia.nz app. Since many of us have put our roots down here in New Zealand, I encourage you to browse for and listen to some of New Zealand's musicians. Today we close the show with another of Pioneer's favourite New Zealand music groups, Trinity Roots, with their song Home, Land and Sea. For now, stay well, blei lekker, salani kakuchle, haere tu atu, hoki tu mai.
there's hope, my son's to see, yeah. But them rules, they keep on changing. I'll be f***ed if I'm gonna play that game. Paid my dues, was there on time. You give me them blues. And that they all say, take Queen Bee with the company.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.